The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all who spoke highly of him were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do hear in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, the prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you that there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to the widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their own had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Why did these people doesn't accept Jesus? Because he's from a low class. His father, Joseph, is a carpenter. Low status. He's not a scribe. He never studied in Jerusalem. That's why he has no diploma. That's the reason. But Jesus is the biggest. He's a prophet. A prophet is the one who speaks things of the future. Prophet is the one who speaks about the things of the Lord. Even Jeremiah, he doesn't say things, what will happen. He just say, God is promising to the Israel people that God will save you. But how to save you, never mentioned. Even Jeremiah doesn't know, they don't know that Jesus will come. He just knows someone, Messiah, will come. So to be a prophet doesn't mean knows everything. That to tell the people the will of God through them. As a matter of fact, when we are baptized, we share also the ministry. The prophets also, when we baptize, we share the ministry of prophets, priests, and What else? Three ministry that we share with Jesus. As a prophet, as a priest, and also king. Kingly ministry. King means go against evil. Priesthood, that means the time when we come for the Sunday Mass. The whole week, your tears, your sorrow, put together in a chalice offered to the Lord. You live the priesthood in this way. Offer your life not only for yourself, not only because you saved yourself, because you share the ministry of Jesus. He died not only for himself, he died for all humanity. So we share the ministry of Jesus in the priesthood so that whatever, what sorrow you share in the cup of Jesus, that many other people might know the Lord. So your holiness doesn't come from, I'm okay. Those people enter in the convent, in the monastery. They are not working for their own gratification, not for their own sanctity. Of course, personal sanctity, but their existence itself is to share his prayer life, share their love, their pain, their crosses, so they give to the Lord for the salvation of the world. So we are one with the Lord in that sense. We are called to save the world together with Christ. So you are not someone on the corner of the street. You are not nobody. You are one of the prophets, one of the priests of Jesus Christ. So you're important. And especially as a prophet, you spread the good news. You witness not only with your words, in your behavior. Along many times you work, the Filipino ladies, you work in the pagan family, right? Not many Christians. You work in many pagan families. The way you work, not only the way you pray, of course you will pray in the room, but how you treat people, how you smile, how you look at people, how your patience, you touch the life. It's only you touch their life. Jesus through you touch the life of the people. That's most important. Don't believe that you are alone. Jesus promised, I am with you until the end of the life. That means to say, Jesus, his life is in you. Pope John Paul II, now he's a saint. Some years ago, during the World Youth Day, he told the young people, after you receive the Holy Communion, you become a living tabernacle. Jesus kept in you. Wherever you go, you bring Jesus with you. You are the living tabernacle. Once, Jesus was complaining to Sister Faustina, Saint Faustina, many people receive me, they don't take much attention. They take me as nothing. It hurt the heart of Jesus. He comes to you, body and blood come to you, and you just, your mind, absent-minded. You don't have him in your life. You don't bring him, you don't live his life in you. That's why St. Paul once said, I don't know what chapter, what letter, today it's not I live, but Christ lives in me. That's the point. St. Paul is telling the real truth. As a Christian, we are prophet in a certain sense that we let Jesus work in you. Whatever you do, if purity of life, of love, you are witnessing Christ. Christ through you give a hand, helping hand to the people in need. Share the light, the love of Christ with your people. Might be at times not all people love you, but still we are called to love all. Because Christ come on earth, even the people doesn't like him, he doesn't fight back. Just keep going on, witnessing the love of God for the people. We too Even people doesn't like us very much, or even hate us, thank the Lord that you share part of the suffering of Jesus, so you can offer to the God the Father for the redemption of the world. There's so many other people that doesn't know God. They have no God in their hearts. At least we share this faith. First, we thank the Lord we are called to follow Him. Jesus said, come follow me. I bet you have the strong idea. You come to Mass, not that doesn't mean you come to Mass, you follow Jesus, right? You're not somebody. You're really Jesus' companion. But you have to carry of your cross, of course. Jesus said, come and follow me, but come and carry your cross. So don't tell yourself, I follow Jesus, but why so? Cannot change the suffering. Whatever you have is a blessing. Thank the Lord for His grace, that you still, you have the strength to come to sing. Not necessary. Many people, you know, back home in the Philippines, they seldom go to church. Might be too far away, maybe some other reasons. They left the church. It happened. And many times we can happen to us. We cannot say we go out from the church, but at times maybe I'm tired, not too much work. Okay, leave this Sunday, next Sunday, and see what next Sunday. The kind of lapse behavior, it can happen to us. Without the grace of God, we can do nothing. So today, start again. I like the Mother Teresa of Calcutta, always thank the priest, his community, when they start their Mass. Mother Teresa always, but warning, but telling them in a good sense, take this Mass as if this is the first Mass, the unique Mass, and the last Mass. It helps us always, because we can do our things, you know, casually. But if, for example, when I first ordained, the first Mass, of course, with all the attention, every word, follow seriously. So they also are seriously, but it's different way. The first Mass, if it's the last Mass, if the last homily I give, I treasure it. If I tell myself, oh, so many times to say, okay, more or less, this is not that Jesus expects from us. So be true to yourself. Listen to the inner voice. God is calling us. St. Paul says, love is always patient. Patient with yourself, but also trust the love of God for each one of us. I believe he went